will say, because now the Chemist says it's interesting because the Asher Deraiser of Yosef Engel in Klal Beis has a whole shtickle. And the next page I have from the Hart Zvi, and it's Royim Simon, he kamatz says a lot of the shtickle, you know, I don't know what word verbatim, but found the same thing. I just took an extra piece from there that doesn't say in the Asher Deraiser. So it starts off with one Shaila, and he's going to move on to a second Shaila, as we'll see. The first Shaila is not as pertinent. The second one will be more negate to Ran and Pedal Ramit Beis. Nistapakti. Hodu Chuma Asur Luzar. We all know that. We know before you separated Chuma, it was also Tevel. Now Tevel is also even to a Kayin. So once it's Chuma, the Chuma is not also to a Kayin, and the rest is Chulun. But this is a Chuma to Azar, im who is a Chodosh, Shin is Chadosh al Yafrasha. It's an Aya Isser, a new Isser that came along. Oh no, Dilmin Yonah is Isser Tevel Shabbai, Bim Kayme Aymed. It was Tevel, and a Zar couldn't eat it, and that part of it stays Osir to the Zar. It's called Chuma because it changed, because it became Mutter to a Kayin. Shah Chuma, Hitira Isser Tevel Shabbai, Achla Kayin. Avaloy Lazar. Veteida, a little bit of a right that they have a shaykhis to each other, besides that one is an outgrowth of the next, is because Shay Einchum Shava, Shainish Tevil, who meets with Shemayim, Vechen Chuma, Einchum meets with Shemayim. Al Kineri Tasa would give us maybe the impression that Shay Isser Chuma Luzar, who meets Tam Tevil. Okay, this is his first Chakira. So he says, Mutsasi came up first, but Taisi Vamis, I found Taisis. Taisis says over there on the Samach Vavim at Beis. Mara says Chuma Asur Lazar Bahano Shel Kilui. That means you can't take it and destroy it, even if you own it. Okay, you can't do something which is destruction. Give it to an animal or to burn it. A kohen can. A kohen can feed his animal, and a kohen can light a nair. Kosu. Hey, so Tosfos says over there, Shumishum the Isser Tevel Bahano Shel Kilui. The fact that if you have Tevel, you can't destroy it. Delfin Perik Shein the Shabbos Mikroy. V'chihechi Delfin and Isser Tevel Bahano Shel Kilui. Hachanei Delfin Isser Chuma Mishas Harama. Oh, sorry, Mishas Harama Loi Hutcha Lakanim Avloi Yisrael Akan Lashaynes. Now it sounds like this: since Tevel is Osir to destroy in such a way, even though you're using it, but you can't. Even though it's Mutzah Bahano, but not Hachanei Shel Kilui. So, Kavanos and Kivin to be Tevel Yesh Limud Mikrod Osa Banoshal Kili Al Kaka Chuma Meil Osa Lazar Banoshal Kili. No, this would be a Harizah Mefurish Kedvarein Lchert Weirayet as you said. Okay. So he said like this. No, another Gemara Nedarim. Vechem Otamide Heyer Mizah Mishas Nedarim Daf Yud Beis Amad Aleph. Gemara a little while back. To come where Gemara says over there, Deim Nadar Behitvis Bacha. No, we know you have to be Matvis Bedover Hanodur. Okay, you have to, if you have the matzvahs, but if you have the matzvahs with over another. So whatever, b'chalas aron u'b'chuma, say chala and chuma. Is that smuter? That's not a good hatfasa. Should there be matzvahs with over also or with over another? Now why is not over another? It comes through the b'piv. Kosva rosham, chalas aron u'b'chuma, say avagad the mitzvah b'piv. When you have a over another, then mikar nami ha'yaser. Mishum tevel. Well, people also a hitter. I know, sounds pretty good, right? The mouth didn't make it osir. It was osir anyway. It all made something mudish. Or it's yeshirayim, they tevel. That sounds pretty much that the isser that was there before, they remained the later. Not that you created an isser chuma. The chuma was, okay, the nirim is there. So a chuma materis, ach, isser tevel, avul, asher mishirayim. Avul, hiya atzvan, nisharas b'tivlo, legab yizarim. At Kandivri Talmud. V'yafaheya. That's a good ha'ara from the Talmud. Ayinu b'tayis v'sham, k'chalav v'ntoymer. Okay. Aval kedushas, isn't kedushas a chuma chola adei dibor, afrosha imkin avidon nadu, mikol mokam ein esu shuva chuma ba adei afrosha, shuva koydim l'chein nami o osu mishum tevel, da afrosha chuma ein akiyim l'hate. Pretty much sounds like the same thing also. U'medinokto atayis v'kushyosin kedushas a chuma, u'vetirutsam, let's see, he's drawn to answer the question. In the Kasha, Taisus used the word kedushas chuma, u'vetirutsam isur chuma. Theok in the law, why change the language? See, once I'll can near become an awesome. Sheyesh b'chuma beizin yonim. Because again, you understand, we're saying it's the same Isser as Tevel, that's what he's trying to say now, but it has different rules. right? Because a kohen can't eat hevel. I mean, a Yisrael. Okay, so what changed? He's saying is b'tshuma beis inyanim echad kedusha beis iser hakedusha shaba hu davar mechudesh al yedei hafrasha. In other words, when it was tevel, it didn't have the kedusha; it had the iser. When you mafresh it, you changed it by making it a kedusha. Avla iser shaba hu mitam tevel v'shadayin lo yitira iser hatevel shaba ki im iser hatevel asher b'shirayim. Okay. So the question is, but when it was Tevel, a coin couldn't eat it, and now we could. If a Zor eats Tevel, he doesn't have to give back a Karen v'chaymish, because he does. You don't have to watch Tevel from becoming Tamei. You have to watch him becoming Tamei. I guess it means that it itself is tamei. That's the tum of the tuma, the tevel, or tuma saguf. Who be misav de shemayim v'noy boshli shila tuma. As different levels of halchas tuma. She calls v'ene b'tevel. Hayim shem dechol zebam mipas kedusha sa tuma. Asher neschat shal diafrasha. Okay, so I can just say it's just adding on a better havana. But he says emes. Ain't raya. No, the Talmud had a good raya. I'm shlugging up the raya. I don't think it's a raya. He says at the end of the day. Why? The yesh iser tevel b'tshuma. That's what he wants to bring a raya to. The yesh on iser tevel legam yichal of halachloi. Ali afrosha. Viser tshuma iser chadashu. Tam kedusha sa tshuma. Why mi tam tevel? So why? So the question is, so why is it not called the davar hanodor? That was the question. A little bit of a doichik, I think. Loi mikri davar hanodor. The davar hanodor hevi akisha yemutter be'emes le'nidjoi. V'acha aneda neser. You took some hamutter and you made it aser. But here it was us before, and then it's aser now also. Maybe you switched it around, but you didn't take something mutter to make it aser. And theoretically, I mean, if we went through a two-step process, maybe yeah, but it's like a one-step process. Al chuma de galav ne'af rosh, how you see sur mishun devo, al gonna heed the pocket isatali avram of nishadish isachuma, kiven shahaya chuma mutaris bepoil, it never had a shasa heter. Okay, a little bit of a chiddush. Okay, this is this first chakira. So what's the chakira? Is truma a hemshech of the iser tevel? Okay, if you turn over the page, this is his second chakira, which bothers me. I mean, for a long time already, it sounds like the two chakiras could both go hand in hand. To me, it sounds like the opposites of each other. I mean, I think if to me, my impression of the Hart Tzvi, he presents it that way. He first clears the first chakiru, then he says, no, that's not the pshat, pretty much. This is the pshat, a new chakiru. But he's making it sound that, because ad koi dibar nabin yinis utruma, ad te navar in yinis utevel. Okay, when I have a chakiru, what's tevel? Bez Hashem Yisborach, v'hinei. Faravesi das Rashi miyavam is da peivavam and aleph. The tevel osur v'bnei iruv truma shaboy. That was backwards. It's a backwards chakira. Not that truma is osur because it's tevel, but tevel is osur because it's truma.
It will be truma.
Ke'ilu is truma mixed inside. Now Taisa's hikshul of Taisa didn't like what Rashi said over there. I mean, I will not cry and say this. This shail is machlokes Rashi Taisa's. If the whole reason it's also because it's truma inside, so I understand it's also for a zar. Why is it also for a kayin? Now, this is a nice nekuda. In the Gemara Yuma, the last perek, the Gemara says over there that someone's a chaylosh yesh v'sakana, so we feed him, but we feed him hakal hakal. You try to take a smaller iser rather than a more chomedic iser. So one has a shiloh over there. So that shiloh, that nidoin of akal akal biyuma pegil with aleph. What if you have chuma and you have tevel? Which one should you give him? And we're discussing over there what you should be mafresh it. I'm not getting to the whole sugya there. Okay, which one's better? The pligi it's machlokes. Pligi hasam ravana ventayma betevel vechuma haymen ayuchamur tvei. The Rabbana on Chuma Chamura, and the reason they give is Mishuji Eshala Hatir Isra Shaba. Once it's Chuma, you can't be paid it, you can't get rid of it. Mashaykh and Tevel, Eshala, you can be Mafresh. you can take off this a tevel. You can't take off this a truma. Ula ben teima tevel chomer. Why? Shadas la koil. Tas even to kahanim shekin truma to mutas kahanim. Okay, that's the back and forth. V'chasavti al zeh b'chidushi. Lina's daiti levara plukta. He's going to come back to say that they argue in this shaila. Okay, we're going to get the next paragraph. He's going to explain it. But note this chakira is their machlokes. You know what, for a moment, let's just go, because we have to, let's connect it to the Dharma before we continue. So you turn back to the Omid Aleph of the page here. The Ran, the Gemara has a discussion over here with Maisa Oni, if that makes Tevil, doesn't make Tevil. So he says the Ran, Kach Pirshu Rabbi, so whatever he said earlier, V'loi Pirshu Plukta the Toivu V'loi Nitovu L'mai Talia. What's a Shaila? If Maisa, if you didn't separate Maisa Oni, if it's Tevil or not. Appears the harba. I found other shinim that have a hard time with this. But ainai nira, the man the sirle ainai toivel. That again, if you didn't say ma'aser oni, it's not tevil. So let's remember, ma'aser tuma is also to a zara. Ma'aser God is not, but there's tuma's ma'aser, which is in the ma'aser, which is also to a zara. Ma'aser oni is not also to a zara. So he's saying the Srila, the man the Srila ain't a toivel, heine mi taima, the Srila e eshishi a kri atzmi chomim ne maisa oni amur of boy. He did a lashem. How could the tevel, which again, you separated chuma and you separated maisa rishon already. You just didn't separate maisa oni. So how could the tevel be chomu than maisa oni? Atzmi, the bishlam a chuma, bedinushe tevelis. In other words, you didn't take out chuma. I understand that whatever is left over, you know, whatever beforehand, it's tevel. Kim shi atzma sura roi, you should take us out to revasa. So that's the whole thing. Kim adal karcha, it's sorach laharima, menekri, right? You have to, and enem is batel sham, it's not bottle, which we'll get back to that three words maybe later. Mishamachi, I saris. How could the taruvas of Chulin, we'll call it, would my sonny be more chamer than my sonny separately by itself? Hainu time demand the sirlei ain't a tayvul. What about the one demand the yamar? So it would play it safe to say that this whole, he doesn't hold this pshat. That has nothing, I mean, that's what he means. It has nothing to do with it. It's not because of Teruvus. Amandus, Rirle, Toivel, no. It's not a smara, it's a Xeris Akosiv. So you don't have to say Shtikal Torah on it, because it's not a Teruvus. Vidrasha, Kedatanya, Perek, Yesh, Mutarais, Yachul, Yloy, Yechai, Vela, Al Tevel, Shloy, Hurmi, Mena, Kol Iker, means he didn't separate even Truma. Hurmena, Truma, Gdoyla. But the first shita is mamash des chakira. He's saying the reason it's aser to eat tal because it's truma mixed inside. Or Shumas Maisa mixed inside. But Maisa Ani wouldn't be a problem. Okay, so let's go back. He brings it in the last paragraph. The Dad, Das Rashi, Yavamis is Das Aran in the Dharma. See, he brings the Ran, this Ran that we were, our Ran in the Dharma. Okay, so let's go back to the first column on page 2. So we're like 15 lines down the beginning of the line. Vizelashoini, yeah? Was in my chedushim I wrote in the Gemara and Yuma. Nizai levara plukta b'sugi tevel chomor or trumas chomor al pi Rashi yavamis. Again, this is machlek as we said Rashi and Tosis. What's the pshat of tevel? The tevel lost me shum mei truma morevis boy hikshul of Tosis. Im kain roi she tevel mutal akayin kain shetruma moteres loy. Now, oh, so God, it's a good kasha, no? So what's that pshat? And there be Yishuv Das Rashi. The Kamoi the Metzino be Kachim. Kachim is Mutter to Koyhanim. But only after the Zrika. Koy the Mazrika va Akhtara. Not sure why Akhtara. That's a lack of Akhtara. Zrika at least. Have a Koyal Ligvaya. Va'achre zikvak Torah oz kehane mayabaylu mishulchan gavoy kazal. That's a lashon very often in Shas. Mishulchan gavoy kazalchu. Bikedushin beis mebeis v'kamaduchti. V'gemara hachenami esher the truma hamu'ureves betevel he chelak gavoy. Yeah, it all belongs to Rabbeinu Shloim. Just like a carbon before the zrikas adam. Valkena sura oz lakoil. Kachem is mutaf kehane, but not at this point. It's too early in the game. Okay, so answering the kash, Taisa's kash and Rashi. If the whole reason that tevel is us because chum is mixed inside, so what's shot a kain keni tevel? Teretz is, it's not, it's premature. It's like before the Zrika, before Afrosh, before the Zrika. Umatsosi raya brua lusora zeis, bilosh and arambam hilchas chumais. Perkibes loch yates. V'chein osu lehen, that's the kohanim, sheyachtefu chumois umaisa. No, they can't go, they see a Yisrael, he separated chuma, grab it and take it. Afilu lishol chal, can you hear befin, yeah? He can't go, you know, can I have the chuma? Osu. Because that's needy, beneath the dignity. El enloit la bekovoid, shal shulchan amokam, yeah? Lashon Rambam, shal shulchan amokam in Echlan. So when you're in a shul malachim, the king gives it to you. You don't ask the king. He gives it to you. Well, shulchanai hen shaysin, the wine. Umatanais elu lashem hen. No pretty stark a lashon. Vuhu zaycha lehen. Shanem avanina sad lecha shmeres chumay say. Vuhloshen shal shulchan amokam in Echlan shikos haram. Vuhu mamish kaloshen mishulchan gavay kazachu amuska b'shas. So he's answering the kasha. You know why a kohen can't eat tevel? The reason the chuma is mixed inside? Because Baruch Hu said, it's mine until you separate the chuma. When you set the rumah, now I give it to you. Now you can go and have it. Okay, so it's a tzais kasha and Rashi. Anyway, so now to answer, again, we have to answer, say pshat and the machloik is between Bentayim and the Rabbanu, which is more chomer, tevel or chuma? Says Rav Yosef Engel. Fiz anira, levara plukta besugyin, besugyin, this Shaila v'loimer. Rabbanu v'entayim pligi be'emes b'saras Rashi v'taisis. I know a lot of chrem don't like to do that, to turn a machlekes v'shayim into a machlekes a tanoim v'amiroim. Okay. The sile the chuma. Okay. Rabbanu the sile the chuma chamira sile karashi hanal. The tevel also ach b'pnei ear of chuma. What does that mean? The real tevel be'etzem is nothing. Chuma is the real the problem. Tevel is not the problem. Al karchach al chuma chamur mimenu, right? B'zeh sham gemara the tevel kal sham the eshel tikune kavana b'zeh. What does that mean? The b'zeh yesh raya. What's a tevel is only us until you get the chuma out. So it shows that the tevel means that answer is not a problem. It's only the chuma which is the problem. It's only the tevel which is mixed in is the problem. Ach b'bnei ear of chuma shari kishma akinoi say. Once you take remove it, I don't jamen shari. So if in kikivin the yisur of nakman the ear of chuma memelu shu kal mi chuma, okay, you can understand that. I mean, you have to say, so why is a lot of eater? I guess you can say maybe the numbers. In other words, only a 2% is chuma, and when you're eating a kazayis of tevel, so you may it's a small amount of chuma. To eat a kazayis of chuma, you'll be worse. Okay, v'alkein lechoshu chachamim luchaimish yesh betel masha osel akoil. That didn't bother them. Mashegi mitchuma the mutasakan zeinoi. Okay, he's going back to the previous paragraph. The tevel lost my ear of chuma. That's why. It's not because it's more chomer. Just they, again, it didn't get a chance to give it to the kohen. Okay, shuv ein shum kula b'chuma mipash muteres lekehanim. Okay. V'chashuv v'shapir isra hashava b'shuv v'chashuv v'shapir isra hashava b'koil. I guess it means every recite kehanim k'may tevel. Okay. That's Rabbanan. When Tamas Yerlei, the Tevel Chomor, so you're like, that's Taisis. The two separate Yisurim, they have nothing to do with each other. Tevel is Tevel, and Chum is Chuma. Tevel is Atzmi. Okay, Chum ain't Roy, Raya, Loyme, the Bechuma, Kehana, Mishul, Gavayko, Zachi, that whole Shekel Torah is not true. Vishuv, Achilles, Kehana, Bechuma, Achilles, Hadyoitis, Shalahem, who knows? It's like anybody, you own something, you can eat it. They can own it, they can eat it. Valkein shuvah v'shapi kula masha chuma muteres lekehanim masha enkin tevel. Okay, that's what explains the machlokes. Okay, so in other words, we have a Ran, we have a Rashi in Yevamis Peivav, right? It's a machlokes Rashi Peivav and Aleph, and I say could be it's even a machlokes in the Gemara between Bentayim and Rabbanon if the pshat and tevel because it's mixed in or not. And again, I'm not sure how it fits with the first Chakira. It sounds the opposite. If Chumah is the devil, then none of Tevel's in the devil. And then I'm saying the Tevel's the Chumah, not Chumah's the devil. I'm not sure. Okay. Now I just photocopied one piece of the Har Tzvi. The reason it's chaviv to me because this, the Shtikel Torah, I heard from Rav Pam. Nothing to get you with Chumah and Tevel, but it's a Mardukai. And then we learned this in Shir when we learned Yerodeyu. So he says like this. It's a nice kasha and a geshmak teretz. Agav, ask him as shemati makshin l'shitas Rashi. You know, if we'll assume Rashi holds that way, right? The isa tevel mishum taruvish chuma shaboy. So I have a question. In gan chuma b'teila b'roiv asherayim. Why isn't a battle b'roiv? Against chuma, the mountain chuma. I mean, even chitach as pateras sakri. Okay, 2% maybe. Echad b'chamishim. V'loy teikan isa klal. So if the reason is because the chum is mixed in, the chayrish become bottle. This is what I heard people make this have this question. And I heard that they gave a teretz also. What did they answer? Again, you said, mitartzim al pi haklal. I'll give you an example of this klal. You know the halach and hilchah Shabbos. If I have an ice cube and I have a cup and I have an ice cube in the cup and it melts, I'm not allowed to drink the water. It's noilad. Okay, well, let's say you have a bucket of ice cubes and the water it melted, you're not supposed to drink that water. So why can't I put an ice cube into my cup? Obviously, if I come back 20 minutes later, it melted into the soda. So why can't I drink it? So this Mordechai is the answer to the question. Al pi klal shehelo Mordechai, m'saif chulen, chol shen noilid b'taruv is like, I'm sorry, that's a wrong Mordechai, the next Mordechai. Okay, I jumped the gun a moment. Okay, because it's two opposite Mordechais. I'm going to have to answer the theory of the two of them. Okay, I'll get back to the ice cube. This says the opposite. Kol shana b'taruvus le'batel b'roiv. If something is created, if you have a roiv and a miyut, if you put it together, the roiv overpowers the miyut. But if it was created all together, then they both have equal footing. It doesn't. That's what Mordechai says. Uledait, okay, so therefore that answers the kasha. Because when it became tevel, it became truma. Right? The truma was mixed in, so it came at the same time. So therefore, it's not bottle. Uledaiti ein ze maspik. That's not the answer to the question. Why? Behekta b'kasha astir in the Mordechai. Kushes gedoy le'achroinim ala Mordechai. Shalachar devar seisim ze aset. There's another Mordechai, which is seemingly the opposite. The Mordechai in Mesechtas Chulin, that was Mordechai in the end of Mesechtas Chulin, but here's a little bit earlier. Shili Perek Arv HaRaitiv, Kos of the Lekalamein Bittel Baroiv, El B'Dovishu Nika B'Fnei Atzmoy Tchila, Acha Kachnes Arev, Avol Dovishu Tchilas V'Yosi L'Oilam U'Uriv, I'm missing something. Oh, this is the same one. This is the same one he mentioned before. That's one. The other one is Mordechai Seif Perikav the Shabbos Kosav Din Chavius Malei Anovim. This is similar to what I was saying. The ice cube in the water or the soda. Whatever you have a barrel Malei Anovim Shleimim Umemalim Chavius Yayin Anovim Achaz Mam Mispah. In other words, you have instead of a ice cube in water, you have grapes in grape juice. And it seems that in time, the grapes crack open and it oozes out. That's called Mashkin Shazavu. Mashkin Shazavu is Osir. But if it got mixed into the wine, it's Mutter. Now, question why? Roiv is not going to help over here because it's a Dovish Yishlo Matirin. Don't drink it today, drink it after Shabbos or after Yontif. So it says, Mutter Limshamen B'Shabbos Derech Barza V'Lishtoisai Kedaprishas. Why? Shema'at Shayyotze B'Shabbos, whatever. Juice seeped out on Shabbos, misarv, misbatal, amayayin. Shehu, shayikvar. Aye, he asked this kasha. Aye, it's not shishmatirin. No, the loydon was shishmatirin. Sheyachal haddad lach a Shabbos, the filibelech loybatal, the hari milik shisaben. No, you had an isaben, van isarv, then you have to wait till tomorrow. Aval hari loynikrum oilam, so it's bigger bittal. The first Mordechai said, if it's created together, you no bittle at all, even if you have 100 times. And here's the punklakert. Since even it's Ovi Shishlam Matirin, it's so bottle that doesn't bother me either. So, what's going on? Mamish, Hakan Mordechai. Her lechari yesh kan stream in a kotsa la kotsa. Like extreme to extreme. Chulin I'm the bechai gavnu shteim u rabin chilein loy bittel klal. Shabbos says boru lechlas other rabbi kill tveil of davar shishim atirin in the bittel kan bottle. Kush is u avu behar ba kaima is that slach the great the baby Yehuda the crazy place yes and Aishitz Shara Melech the kulam tirtzu kamat b'sina the old you know it's in Shnei Malachim is stav b'sivin echad but the Torah is vakeret the expression I don't know I think they used to say that by Torah if you're on the right path you'll be other people on the same path with you if you're only one on the path then maybe you're on the wrong path so the other side is gevaldik the yesh l'chalik v'loimer עד כאן לא יקוס על המורדכי, מי שמרה בין המשון דחול של חיל ביוס אלוי למו בעורב, לא ישייך בי ביטול, אלא דווקא עושים שההטה ואיסר שניהם יחד בו מורבים. No, they both became into this world at the exact same time. So because they came at the exact same time, like I said before, one has no shlita over the other one. If the roiv is there, then somehow the miyat comes afterwards, so it overpowers it. But if you were born equally, so no one has the upper hand. But the case of the grapes, it's not that way. The wine was there beforehand. Just when the grapes squeezed out, that new creation became bottle instantaneously. That's the biggest bittle. Again, if the two things are created at the same time, okay, then there's no bittle at all. But over here, where the wine is there beforehand, the heter is there, the rive is there, and the iser didn't it wasn't iser on the side. And you poured it into the barrel of wine. It was created together. Shenkin and heter kvar mevurim erev Shabbos abasachi iser mesarbei pshita vadi the bottle kiven show your rive heter from the atzei for dosh shmatir. Okay, so let's go. Okay, so that's the famous smartest steer in the Mordechai with his gladi guitars. What's our case? Tevel. So he has a chap. Fiza benidli don be iser tevel im noim be dishrosha shall iser be shul shesh teruves iser chum. That we're going with Rashi Shita that because chum is mixed inside. When did it become tevel? And when did it become chuma? So he says leshayich loim be deikov a bittel mishum iser chuma noyli be taruves ashrayim. They wanted to say that since it became at the same time, it can't become bottle. Just opposite. When it started growing, it was mutter. There's no din tevel yet. Right? In order to come tevel, it has to have gemar malacha. So when it started, the creation of this bria, okay, this whatever it is, okay, was a heter. The koidemi ruach, which is the gemar malacha, actually opening abayis, hayakala kri heter. It wasn't din tevel yet. And if the Gemara Malacha, then Chal Zikas is Salakri. So it presents Mamshat the other case. You know, the Heter was there first, and the Issa was Noilet Besecha Heter. So that makes sense, it should become bottle. So Chard Akasha comes back. Why is it talking about bottle? They wanted the answer because of the Mordechai. No, there's the wrong Mordechai. This is the one that should become bottle. We know it's not bottle. So just go to the last paragraph. Amna ledidi lo kasha midi. The kasha doesn't bother me. Sorry, he said doima lehecha de efshel lahakris isul asalka v'taruvais. In other words, he's saying is, what's bittel? Bittel means you have two things which you can't differentiate. I could go and make hafrashas chuma. I could separate the chuma from the chulin. From the what do you call it, from the table, what do you want? If it's shut, if it's mixed in, I can't get it out, something is bottle. Then if I can extract it, then it's not bottle. The vadai loishav reagav din bittel, the kanami hari biyodai. No, I don't know, you have a truvis of things, but let's say, you know, you can't tell the difference, but let's say one has metal and someone not, so I bring a magnet, and I can pull it out. So of course, I'm going to pull it out, because I have a way to extract the metal from the that non metal. Yes. Here also, I can extract the tumor from the taruvas. However, yodi loitz is a tumor be koyach atoyra should be yodi. Tara gave you the koyach. The hafrish or liquor shame tumor, the chol chelik shirza. The ketzad yitochen lodun al din bittel be isra should be yodi la kiroi loitziyoi me taruvas. Okay, v'chein beforish beran. Okay, I didn't fully come here, I should have followed that part of the run also. The loishayach shiz batel a tumor v'ashirayim. Okay. You have to be mamshach, I guess, the rest of the run. Okay, al kaponim. So this is a famous chakir. Some of you heard of the chakir before, a few maram akaimis, but it's Aran over here. Aran over here says that maybe at least a man the yomer holds a maisa oni is not taivo, is because maisa oni is mixed in. It's not a problem, maisa oni is not awesome.